Who was that you said? Second language? No, I don't think I've ever heard of it. No. God passed England. No, I haven't passed any card for many years. I think it had since I was with Cooper. 62nd, 60, 61. No, I'm not past. I'm not past casting pots. No. No, I 60 seconds. Oh, I see. Minute papillon. Yes. You know I like to do it. We do it all the time. Yes, we do. Past cut. Just the other day, I think. But, no, tell them I'm busy.
De un disco que muchos músicos han atribuido temas de solamente 60 segundos, un minuto, nada más, y sale del sello Second Language.
Die Platte wurde von der Firma Second Language aus London herausgebracht und heißt Minute Papillon, weil Papillon so viel bedeutet wie
Minuto Mariposa.
Free shirt with a fucking record, do you? He said, no, Mick, he said, we want you to do 60 seconds of music for us. I said to him, that's nearly 3 minutes. No, he said, it's 1 minute. I said, well, since you know all the fucking answers then, you tell me what kind of twat I'm going to look when I get to the end of the first verse and I'm just cut off. It ain't rock and roll, mate.
triple step, dip, rock step, Susie Q, Applejack, Hallelujah, Eagle Slide, Shimmy, Tachiani, Box Step, Mini Dip, Break, Half Break, Circle, Basic Charleston, Tandem Charleston, Twist, Scarecrow, Crazy Legs, Tuck Turn, Drags, Hand to Hand Charleston, Hacksaw, Stump Off, Tick Tops, Shorty George, A-Lift, Boogie Taps, Boogie Back, Boogie Forward, Boogie Drops, Points, Frankie's Chase, Gaze Afar, Spank the Baby, Jump Charleston, Knee Slaps, Chucking, Skates, Frog Jump, Round the World, Robot.
People Watching, Part 2768. The brand new shoes are so obvious. She's tottering along almost vertically, a look of slightly pained pride on her smug face. The only thing shinier than her lip gloss will be a huge blister later. But for now, she thinks she's it. The box stitched in a bin somewhere, the not-so-old shoes in her bag, keeping company with her purse and all the credit cards and the makeup and vanity case and hairbrush and emergency tampons and a bottle of water and a packet of tissues and a spare pair of earrings. She thinks these are what she needs to make her look better. But in reality, all she needs to do is remove the stickers from the soles.
I would try and talk about something beautiful and uplifting as opposed to something melancholic. On Saturday, I DJed at How's It Feel to Be Loved, an indie dance club. I like DJing there, but sometimes find it hard because a lot of my record collection is reggae and free improvisational jazz, stuff that people don't dance to. When I got there, there was a couple and they were kissing passionately. It looked like it might be their second or third date. And when I started playing records, they were dancing. And it seemed like every choice of record I made, I couldn't put a foot wrong. They kept dancing all night and seemed to love every choice of record I made. And it put a massive smile on my face. And even today, I still think about it, and it makes me happy.
got with me some of the things that I found on the Thames foreshore. The first thing is bottom of a white broken coil pot. It's like the sort of pot you used to make when you're at school out of clay. And I found it near the Tate Modern, and it's Roman, a big Roman pot. I've also got an old ink pot we found buried deep in some mud, and when we got it home, the cork just dried out and like shrunk, so that all the ink is now like just kind of dusty. For some reason, it's like a rusty coloured dust. I've also got the end of a bone brush, which was in fact a toothbrush. There's no bristles in it anymore, but you can see the holes where they used to go. And it's quite a large area, so it would have been quite uncomfortable to brush your teeth with it, I think.
On the gentle slope below the Rat, where the pine gives way to well-spaced beech trees, it is possible to see several large patches of earth, roughly dug up amongst the carpet of freshly fallen leaves. Clear signs that the rot has begun.
Traveling by camel is preferable to traveling by the wheel, because the wheel always returns to the same point of contact with the earth, but the camel travels forward into the unknown horizon. Per viaggiare, il cammello è preferibile alla ruota. La ruota, infatti, ad ogni giro ha lo stesso punto di contatto con la terra. Il cammello, invece, con ogni passo penetra l'orizzonte sconosciuto. Contrariamente al cavallo e al cane, il cammello non ha quasi mai un nome. Il cammello è al tempo stesso resistente e delicato. Anche se stanco o malato, non lo dà a vedere. Sembra non avere mai problemi. È capace di sopportare di tutto. Finché d'un tratto, senza preavviso, crolla.
Geleden zag ik een reportage van de fotograaf Erwin Olaf, die geboren is in Nederland in Hilversum in 1959. En de fotograaf is heel gekend over heel de wereld voor vele tentoonstellingen, voor zijn prachtige modefoto's, maar ook voor heel wat chockerende, homo-erotiserende foto's, toch voor sommige mensen. En een van de laatste werken die ik in deze reportage zag, was het werk I wish, I am, I will be. En het toont eigenlijk drie beelden van de fotograaf. Het eerste beeld toont hem als een jongeman. Het tweede toont hem zoals hij nu is, met rimpels. En het derde toont hem met een zuurstofmasker. Omdat hij eigenlijk in het echte leven aan een longziekte leidt. En hij toont eigenlijk zijn fragiele kant en zijn aftakelingsproces. Wat voor ons als kijker ons eigenlijk doet nadenken over onze eigen aftakeling. En voor mij een hele inspiratie was.
In a non-existent flat. That is, there is no official record of it. On my door, there is a clear letter C, but somehow the authorities, the powers that be, the service providers, the councils and the hospitals, they only have a record of flats A and B. What's your address? I tell them. Are you flat A or flat B? They ask. I'm flat C. There isn't a flat C, they say. But there is, I say. I live in it.
The good stuff. Is it just that I have to dig deeper? How quickly did I fall out with music on the web? I know there are good things out there, but there's only so much sludge you can wade through. You can buy into someone else's taste, of course. Find someone whose opinions you trust. How do you know who to trust? There's so many opinions now. Which are the good ones? Is there such a thing? In the end, perhaps, the true value is in doing it and not consuming it. It would make for better records, but then ultimately the records become unnecessary themselves. It occurs to me often that really, once the record is finished, it's almost entirely useless to me. If all it does is bob its head briefly before sinking into the whirlpool of churning ones and zeros, then it's almost entirely useless to anyone else too. Where does that leave us, though? Thank you.
sind, at det er et psykoaktivt stof, der gør små mennesker til store kunstnere. At man serverer det med brændende sukker og ender med at se grønne feer. At det er forbudt, og at man i dag kun kan få en sølleerstatning, som intet har at gøre med gamle dages rigtige lukker Frederik. Det er alt det, der ikke passer. I Danmark har absint aldrig været forbudt, og ved man, hvor man skal se efter det, er det lige til at købe. Sæt aldrig ind til det. Aldrig. Spæd det op med vand. Koldt vand. Nyd synet, duften og endelig smagen. Det er den, du skal glæde dig over. Smagen af bittertør malurt og sødlig anis, der lægger sig i kælen til munden og fører dig blidt ind i en prikkende, klarsynet rus.
Transporterne finder sted i nattetimerne af logistiske årsager. Vognene bliver lastet på godsbaneterrænet bag kødbyen, hvorfra de kører non-stop til lejren. Mandskabet har fået et specialarbejderkursus i betjening af maskinparken. Kvinderne får tilbudt selv at blotte brysterne i båsene, men hvis de værer sig, er der et særligt vagtpersonale, der klargør dem til maltningen. I langt de fleste tilfælde er der tale om maskinel maltning, men hver nat er der et par udvalgte kvinder, der bliver håndmalket på kontoret. Når kvinderne er blevet tømt, påføres prøveglassene etiketter med navn og personnummer, hvorefter de bliver anbragt på hylderne. Efter udførelsen af opgaven tilbage står hjemtransporten. Vognene ankommer altid til godsbaneterrænet i så god tid, at kvinderne kan nå at være hjemme, inden vækkeuret ringer. Fra det tidspunkt lægger den almindelige togdrift nemlig beslag på banelægemet.
Ever their praises and abundance to the black goat of the woods, Ya Tugni Gurak, the goat with a thousand young.
Ya Tugni Gurak, the black goat of the woods with a thousand young.
And it has come to pass that the lord of the woods, King Tugni Gurak, the seventh is nine, down the unexpected. Him to the goat, as a boss, he of whom thou hast puffed marvel. The wings of the night out beyond space, out beyond. That whereof.
It lay in the concrete yard, its legs broken, its eyes skewered. The thing had been free to a good home, so he said, when he wheezed it through the door. Made of varnished oak, with inlaid golden vines skulking across its frontage, It was as far from the light pine of the room's existing decor as baby bats are from jaguar cubs. 3 years it sat across from her. It would occasionally host a vase of flowers, but was more likely to be a dumping spot for junk mail. And then, one August day, it breathed. The dense clack was too mechanical for a generic house noise, too organic for the temperamental television, and far too loud to be from the elderly neighbours. She pressed her gaze to the woodworm fissure in the jammed top drawer. It reflected and distorted her own eye. One karate chop could have rendered the other furniture in the house to a pile of splinters. This took an axe and a drill. It lay in the concrete yard. The blue bottles buzzed.
Kæmper mig i panikslagen igennem tætpakkede træer. Mørk er skoven, den ånder vådt og koldt. Jorden og fugten trækker i mig. Harerne er ved at indhente mig. De nærmer sig hastigt med maniske rovdyrsbevægelser. Skarntydesaften pumper i deres døende læmer. I deres hoveder summer en øredøvende larme for herligende tanker om intetheden. Deres forpinte vanvidsprøl bulrer igennem blade og grene og klasker mig isende på ryggen. Skovens forhungrede mundvand driver af mig. Jeg vælter ud på en skumringshenlagt græsslette, løber og løber. Kadaverskjul blæser pludselig op fra jorden og afslører hæslige forrådnende dyr. Vinden river og flår, prøver at slå mig om kul med kolde stød. Harerne, de er lige bag mig endnu. Klubske lyde og hissige åndedrag slikker mig i nakken. Den nedgående sol bliver rødere og rødere i deres morderiske blikke.